practicalities of mission, what sorts of things happen? How does a mission work? Well, you'd make your way down there. Typically, you take public transport, a bus or a train or a number of those things to arrive at the destination. If it's exceptionally difficult to get to, then get permission to go by car. If there's eight of you going, then maybe, you know, from the same church, then get permission. You can go down in two cars. It saves a lot of time messing about. Well, they don't want everybody taking their cars because 250 people on mission could mean 250 cars they've got to find parking for a whole week, you see. So that can get impractical. But if it really makes sense and you can fill a car with, you know, get five people down there in one hit, then, I mean, from here, we'd probably do that in one or two cars to go down to the mission in Dorset, that sort of thing. And there'd be a sort of starting assembly. Yes, Mike?
So what the problem is that the mission ends on a Sunday.
Yes. Yeah, that can be a challenge. Depends where you're going, you see. If it's a main town, then there's going to be trains regularly. If it's out in the country a bit, and it may finish too late to get anyway, you see. So you'll need to suss that out in advance. Or maybe you stay with a host family another night, or you leave on the Saturday. You know, you just got to juggle things to fit. Saturday's usually working day, and there's a finishing service on the Sunday. But if you've got to leave on the Saturday, then get permission of your team leader. I'm sure they'll say, yeah, that makes sense. So go ahead with it. So if you're travelling a long distance, you may go on the Friday evening and stay overnight Friday. Again, you need to ask ahead and get permission, you know, someone to stay with that Friday night or find a B&B. And it kicks off on the Saturday morning with a joint service. Maybe at a cathedral, if they've got a cathedral for the whole area. So it'll be a joint service of 100-plus people. And after that, then your host church would arrange for transport out to the patch you're working in, or you'd follow out by car. So if I'm taking five people down, they may not all end up in the same town or village, so they go off with their host families or host churches, and I might just take one person to the next town. But we'd all meet up again back at that same place or another big church somewhere for a decommissioning service at the end just to give it all to God. And then once you're off with the local host church, they'll sort you out with accommodation and the program for a week. The team leaders will have the program so they'll know what they've got to fit in where. It's quite an organizing job just to get the mission underway, and then the team leader's got to fit, right, we're going to have four people on that one, two people over there. These four are going to do a church, a school assembly or something, and there's a mother's union meeting here. We need four ladies for that. So there can be a very varied program. Everyone's different, isn't it? There's no two missions exactly the same. So, yeah, there's always door to door. Working in churches, right. Yeah, that's true. Yes. Often the churches will put on an event where they invite the public to come in and you'll go and mingle with them and get talking to them and see if a conversation comes about whereby you can explain the gospel to them. Some churches are much better than this than others. I've been to one church where there are free barbecue notices out there and the only people who came were in the church. There are only two outsiders came to the whole event. That's just potluck. But other events, you know, there's kids and face paint and balloon popping and splat the rat and all these things that go on, and it's heaving with people. So it's just potluck and see where God sends you at the time. And just bear in mind, this is all God's work. Yes, Lorna?
Each day split into, like, morning, afternoon, and evening sessions. The ones I've done before, you were, like, expected to work two out of three sessions. Obviously, you weren't expected to work, like, the whole day. Is that the same for TFF?
It's a pretty full program, but you will get half a day off during the week.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't, your team leader might say, Lorna, Wednesday afternoon, you go on holiday, all right? You need to rest. It's quite hard work. It can be very wearing. And normally, nobody's allowed to do 2 weeks on the trot. It's exhausting. You know, you'll know you've done a week's mission, but it's on a sort of spiritual high. It's good. It's hard work, but a fantastic experience overall. But you'll come home for a rest. Whew, you want another day off. So there is a cost to it, you know. It's exhausting, but it's enjoyable. You know, it's been a great week with God and doing his work. And you'll see the highlights of the week as you go through. And you'll see some of the successes where God has broken through. Now, anyone who wants to go on these missions must complete a training event like this one. And there isn't actually a mission next year, but there'll be one the year after. If you want to go on that and you've only done one training school, you need to do two. And then that covers you for 5 years. So if you do 5 years of missions, you want to go on the sixth, then you need to do another training session again, which is fair enough. It's a refresher, isn't it? And it's good to know we've refreshed what we learn, and then we're, yeah, that's right, I forgot that. It's just so we go out prepared and do it right. It's a program we've developed over the years. A lot of work's gone into it, and it really works. It's good. How many of you have actually sent in application forms for the mission, the walk mission itself? Can you just hold your hands up? One, two, yeah, down in Dorset, the Dorset mission. One, two.
No, it's called a walk mission.
It's called a walk mission because we walk around the houses like we did today, all right?
Associates.
It's a TFM mission, associates or the full walkers, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, okay. Was that a not sure yet? You haven't sent it in yet? Okay, so we've got, no. Okay, so that's 14, which is pretty good turnout, you know, out of the people here. That's about 2/3 of you. So you filled in the application form. You need to get a reference from your church leaders. You've done that. That's gone in. Good. They will sort out a CRB disclosure form for you. You prepare for mission by praying, you know, between now and September. Try and set aside a bit of time regularly. Maybe get some people in the church to pray with you, maybe once a week or once a month, just to keep it simmering, you know, and ask the church to pray for you. As the time comes, you get nearer mission time, ask the church to commit to praying regularly. As Mike was saying earlier, you know, you've got an outline program, get someone to pray for this bit, someone to pray for that bit. Because the prayer really does increase the coincidences. On one occasion, down in Devon, trying to walk from this housing estate back to town, totally lost, me and the guy I was with, and we were walking through one of these mobile caravan parks. Nobody about, don't know which way we were going, north or south, and we saw a movement in one of these mobile homes. I'll go and knock on the door. I knocked on the door, lady opened the door. She said, "Oh, I'm so pleased to see you. I've been wanting to talk to you. Come in. We spent an hour talking about Jesus." We didn't plan that, but someone did. You see? So that's the kind of thing, these coincidences just pop up. And it's rather encouraging and exciting when they do. You come at that feeling, "Yes, Lord, thank you." It's great.
An idea on the Sunday before you go on a mission, if you're in your church, and work with a minister and get him to pray for you in the church.
Yes. Yes, good idea. A sort of commissioning by the church. And pray you out off on the mission and pray for you while you're away. And this church commits to pray for us while we're away on mission. And they do. And that's great. And you've got your house groups as well. Ask them to pray. Prayer. Once you've decided to come, please don't drop out. You'll miss a wonderful opportunity. Believe me, I've been on many now, and they've all been great. Been no disasters. It's been wonderful. It changes you, and it'll change someone else's life for eternity. And it's special being part of that. You know, every day, a lot of people die and go the wrong way. And we can save, if we just save one person that week, it's been worth it. If we save two, if we save five, 10, if a team can save 50 souls in a week, that's great. Need to be fit enough. Practice walking. Yeah, I walk 10 miles a week with a dog. It's not enough. I'm going to increase it before the mission week. Take him out twice a day. So get reasonably fit at walking. So that if you've got to be on your feet all day, going door to door, then it's doable. Okay. Yeah, be prepared to speak in public about your faith sometimes. They may put a do on at a pub, where they've got some Christian songs on, and they might ask you to go and give a 2-minute testimony. That's why we prepare testimonies. Don't be afraid. You're just telling a story to people who are interested in listening. I've never heard heckling. That's not true. There was one, something about, I forget the story now, but she had a lovely response, about, no, I won't try and guess it. I've forgotten it. Okay, if you're not speaking public, remember you're serving the local church, serving your own team, and you work along with that. We try to be effective. There's no real cost apart from getting down there. If you're going in a car, then share petrol costs. And they will provide your food, your accommodation while you're down there. So it really is a free holiday in a way, you know? But it's an interesting week, you know. Yeah, it's hard work, but it's fantastic too. And you can come up with all sorts of reasons and excuses not to go, but as one missioner said, they're never good enough. Fit enough equipment. If you're going on a full men's team, you need to be able to walk 15 miles a day with a full backpack, okay? And you'll be sleeping on a church floor, so you need an air bed or something. And, you know, practice it. Don't think, oh, because you can walk to town and back, that's the same as 15 miles with a rucksack. Maybe you're asked to do that. You'll do half a week here and half a week there, and you may have to walk 10 miles in between. So if you're not up to that, if you've got a dodgy back or dodgy knees or something, go as an associate. You're doing the same work. It's just that some men like to be macho and camp indoors on a church floor and do the main thing. That's great. That's great. Walking boots. Get some decent walking boots. You know, nice, bit more than trainers, proper walking shoes. These have been to Kenya on the equator, and they're well worn in. Don't go in new boots. You will regret it. Wear them in. Wear them in. Wear them indoors around the house for a few weeks. And go when you go shopping, wear them. So they're nice and soft and supportive in the right places. If you need instep support, make sure they support the instep. You'll need a small backpack just to carry, you know, your clipboard, maybe a bottle of water, a Bible, a few notes, knowing God personal is. Just as you walk round for a day, you might go back to a church centre for lunch and then you're off again. And it keeps all your bits in there. If there's a shower, it keeps your bits and pieces dry. You can't guarantee good weather, but get a rucksack light. You can pray for it, yes. Ask the church to pray. Yeah, down, what's it, Hastings? Astonishing. We were working this part of town, this rainstorm was coming, and we prayed and prayed, and the rain stayed off this bit. But the patch where we weren't, just half a mile over, they got drenched. But it's not the patch we were working. I just hope it wasn't another team. But, you know, God will do these things. He will.
We always say to
before us, yeah. Yes. They look at you funny, don't they? You're joking. Yes. Yeah. Maybe a waterproof liner in your backpack. Just a small pack. You know the sort of thing kids carry their kit to school in. Waterproofs, I keep a very thin Kaggle that rolls up, you know, about this big and just goes in the bottom of the backpack. Don't often need it. Occasionally, you know, you do. Don't wear jeans, because if jeans get wet, they are the most uncomfortable of all clothes to wear. They cling, they drag, they scrape your knees. They're terrible when wet. So lightweight walking trousers dry more quickly. And also, they've got several pockets. You'll find those handy. And often they've got waterproof lining, so you keep your known God personally, other tracks, bits and pieces in those pockets. So they're always to hand. Comfortable rucksack, check that it fits snug. If it's a big one for the men on the longer walks that's got to carry everything, make sure it's got decent supportive frame. You'll need a water bottle. You know, walking makes you dry out, talking a lot makes you dry out, and you need fresh water to drink. So one of those with a snap top are a good idea. If it's a windy day, you can dry out more quickly as well. Choice of shirts, you'll need to order some for the mission. You can go from a simple T-shirt, which is permanently up to around the collar. There's a polo shirt like this. There's a sweatshirt like David's wearing. Or there's a full hoodie. Personally, I like these because if it's cold, I can do this up. If it's hot, I can undo it, so there's a bit of ventilation. There's somewhere to hook my pen. I wish you could get shirts with pockets on, but no one seems to do them, do they? You're going to need a pen. I always like to keep it somewhere on me, so a little clip in there. Sweatshirts do what they say. You can get, because you're on the go all the time, walking a lot, they can make you sweat a lot. So you might need something that's instantly washable or carry a spare or something. I recommend you get two shirts of some kind. Do you? I see, okay. One sweatshirt. Yeah. Yeah, thinking about it, I get one of each usually, a sweatshirt and a polo. Because on cold evenings, you can put the sweatshirt on over the top. A full hoodie, yeah, very warm, but when it hangs down the back, it covers over the message on the back. And I think that's, you know, it's important that people see that. And if it's covered over by the hood hanging down, it's not often you actually need to have the hood up. So leave that choice to you. They're cool, are they? That's right. I find them very warm. Ha ha. But it's up to you. You know. What's that? You'll cancel the hoodie. Yeah, you can change it. Two sweatshirts. Well, I suggest a polo, because on some days the sun's out, it's really warm, and you won't want to go out with a sweatshirt. Other days you'll have the sweatshirt handy in your backpack, and then you pull it over, it gets cool in the evenings.
Sorry,
two polos. And a hoodie. Right, okay. Yeah, you can change it. There's time to organise that. That's clothing.
Two pairs of socks.
Yeah, yeah. And your host families will wear two pairs. Depends on your shoes.
Yeah.
You can get very hot feet if you wear two pairs of socks, but if you need it for the comfort so you don't get blisters, yeah, wear two pairs. Do remember to take a shower, gentlemen in particular. They're available at your hosts. They may insist. And some people aren't aware of their own aroma. But after walking the streets for two or three days, you start to glow. So do be aware. Stay fresh. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's right. Yeah. So in case you didn't hear that, if you're on a men-only team, local hope church families will make themselves available so you can have a shower if you need one. Okay, health, if you've got concerns about health, check with your doctor. You know, if you've got asthma, make sure you bring your puffer. Make sure you don't leave your medication at home, whatever it is. We want you to stay fit and healthy. Mission can be stressful for some people. If that's likely to cause problems again, check with your doctor, check with TFM. We have a lot of experience with working with people. If you've got a medical problem, make sure your team leader knows. Last year, one of our people here went on mission. He's got the worst kind of diabetes. He's totally dependent on his injections, and he must eat at certain times. So his host family had to make sure they could fit in with that, which they did. So just make sure they're aware so that they can do things for you. Okay, at the end of the sessions here, those who are going on the West Dorset mission will be, they have a personal assessment, just a little chat with one of the trainers here, and just to run through a few questions. Pardon? Yep. Yes. Yes.
Including family members, which...
Yes. Oh, yes. Praying protection...
Yes.
Thank you for bringing this up. Praying protection is important. When you're out in the front line, you will get shot at. The devil does not like us doing God's work, does he? And if he can upset the apple cart somehow, he will. He will start rows at home, rows in the church, your car will break down, you know, all sorts of things, but you pray protection. If you don't know the armour of God prayer, Ephesians 6, is it, or 5, learn it. Learn it. It's quite simple. Lord, I put on the helmet of salvation. I have been saved. I am saved. I will be saved. It protects your mind. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Protect your heart. It's God's righteousness. Put on the belt of truth. God's truth. Let's know God's truth. The shoes of the gospel of peace. So we take that gospel of peace wherever we go. We put on and we take up the shield of faith, which stops all the fiery darts of the enemy. Not just some of them, but all. This is God's faith. Spiritually, it's very real. And we take up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You need to get into the Word. You need that discernment that comes from knowing the Word of God. And it will help you to recognize situations where the enemy's having a go. Okay, so it's prayer. Pray that on. Pray that armour of God on. Morning and evening, as you're coming up to mission time, with your husband, with your wife, and ask your church to pray that protection on your family. Men, get prayer cover for your wives left back home and your children. Wives, get prayer for your husbands and children back home. Because my wife is very sensitive spiritually. It's great discernment, but it means she's very sensitive to the bad spiritual things too. And it's getting better, but the early missions I went on, she had a terrible time back here because I hadn't arranged enough prayer cover. Get your friends to pray for your wives, your husbands. It's important. Please believe me, it's important. We want to be safe and know that our families are safe. When we go out there for the Lord, we don't want worries back here. Do you see? Does that make sense? Any questions on that?
You might say you're strong, you know, the devil can't get
it. Yes. Yes. And, you know, if your wives are really upset while you're away, they may not even know why, but they won't want you to go again. So, you know, protection is important. Make sure everything's in place. They will give, TFM have emergency phone numbers, so if they need to get a message to you out in the mission field, you can phone that number, it'll go through to the team leaders, and they will make contact for you. All right? So don't worry about that. We go without mobile phones, no credit cards, we trust in God. It always works out. Yes, Wilfredo. Sorry? Yeah, you don't take those. Unless perhaps you've got a medical condition that could be an emergency, and check with your team leader. Get your team leader's permission. They are. Yes. Yeah, because you may be in a remote town or a village and something goes wrong and you need to contact. So team leaders will have a mobile phone. Anything else, Mike or Maggie? Have I covered everything? Okay. Yes. Yeah. A word my wife used to get a lot was pray, praise, seek my face. God would say it to her many, many times. It's helped us so much. Pray, praise the Lord, seek his face. And it keeps our eyes away from what's going on in the world here, up on him. Spend a bit less time in front of the telly and get into your Bible. You know, without any prompting, I've just started reading the Bible every morning when I wake up. I'll sit and read for half an hour. I've gone through Exodus, Leviticus. I've just come to the end of Numbers. I've never done this before. But I just want to do it. I've been preparing in prayer. I think God's just prompting me. And it's amazing the things God has done in the past. And it's so encouraging. And it just gets us in tune with God spiritually by getting into the Word. So I would encourage you to do that. Yes, Wilfredo. Can we have a Lord's Supper and... Don't think so, no. But we have team time every day, and it's possible we can break bread in team time if the team leader organises to do that. Just a simple bread and wine or fruit juice. You can do it at home before you go, you know, just in house group. Your house group can do a little communion service there. It's just, you know, like Jesus said, whenever you gather and do this, remember me. And the Roman Catholics and Anglicans call it a sacrament, a special word for it. But something special does happen when you break bread and wine together. It's done to remember Jesus. There's nothing super spiritual about it. And yet, there's a spiritual element in what goes on. And I think it's special. Yeah. You got a question?
I've got a question. Just, will we see in advance addresses
that have
been emailed?
Yep. Yes, and your host families. Yeah.
But also,
yes. 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 You have names, phone numbers. I'd encourage you to phone other people on the team, just introduce yourself, get to know them a bit. Then you can pray for each other better. When I've been team leader, I've actually got everyone's photo, put them on a sheet A4, so you can print it off, all their photos, names, phone numbers, stick it on the wall by my desk. So when I see it, I just remember to pray protection, pray for them, pray encouragement. And by praying with someone's picture there, you get to know them without having met them. It really makes a difference. So, you know, if your team leader doesn't think of it, you might suggest it. I find it very helpful. And, you know. But bear in mind, it's not till the end of September kind of thing, so it's quite a way to go yet. June, July, August, it's 3 months. But you will have sufficient warning in advance. You've booked your holidays, haven't you? Those of you who need to book holidays.
We always say to ask the host, because they brought in a neighbour, ask to bring the person to the island, and they can chat through any issues.
Yes.
And if you've got any dietary problems, already send your warning for that. If you have any dietary requirements,
yeah, that's right. And that'll get through to your host family. You know, if you're allergic to roast squirrel, then they'll make sure they don't give you roast squirrel, you see.
But I mean, things that we can take for granted.
Yeah.
A lot of people are under medication. They need. Mm-hmm. I think they should carry their medication, but have you ever got a problem with
it? Yes. Let them know, and then the team leader can arrange for you to do the closer house groups, and those who are fitter can go to the more distant ones. Yes.
Warning on medication. Keep it with you. Don't assume that your bag is going to be anywhere near you until the very last minute on the first night. So if you're arriving on Friday and you normally take something with your evening meal, it won't. So
have it
in your bag.
Yes.
Have it on you.
Have it on
physically
you.
On you.
Yeah, it should be, because you take your bag with you.
No, you don't. You leave it in somebody else's car, and you don't leave that with you. Then you can go to our host.
Yes. Things sometimes go wrong. Yes, good point. Keep it with you.
You know, it's a bit like airlines. Have it with you rather than...
Yes.
It will be
run
well.
Yeah.
But not anticipating your bag to be anywhere near you until...
Yeah. Okay. Any other general questions? I think we've given you pretty good coverage of it all. Good feel for it. Is that okay? All right, everyone. Well, thank you very much. That's the end of the training event. I hope you've enjoyed it. I see lots of smiling faces. So.